Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, morning, and welcome to another edition of Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. Y'all know that, though. Do I even have to say it? Yeah, I actually do. I'm going to say it. It's the number one tech morning show in the world.
Yeah. We got to say it. There's something powerful that happens if we keep on affirming this and keep on saying it. You know, soon enough, you're going to see us on CNBC and every other place.
Exactly.
Man,
talking about all this.
Yo, they were ready today. Look at this. I got Darcel coming to the building at 6:56 a.m. saying, good morning, fam. Like, comment, and share. Subscribe and hit the bell. Ring that bell. Awesome, man. Thank you so much, Darcel, for the support. Tech Coach Ralph said, good morning, good morning. Another Monday, another opportunity for greatness. You come to the right place to get it started. Let's go. Love it, man. And what hat will Trey be wearing today? The plot thickens. Do you want to give a description of the hat?
Oh, bro, this is just, it's literally the simple, the basic Ralph Lauren. Yeah, that's it, man. That's all I had today, you know. Wanted to keep it simple. So
Yeah, we got to give you a visual for all the podcast listeners. And so we appreciate you podcast listeners as well. We acknowledge your presence and we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for rocking with your boys. We got Mitch in the building as well. He says, you.
What's up, Mitch?
So glad to have you, man. Yes, the whole crew is here this morning. Trey with the Tiger Woods hat. Okay, I see you, says Mitch. That is hilarious.
That's hilarious. Man. No, Tiger, Tiger got that new stuff now. He has Sunday Red. That's his new brand since he left Nike. So he's about to run the bag up with Sunday Red.
Uh-oh. He's doing his own thing now. Well, I don't blame him. You know, you got to grow, and that's one of the ways he shows his growth right there. And y'all, I'm going to put it out here right now. Go ahead. There's a call-in link there if you want to call in and to the show. I'm going to put it up periodically for people. What up? I'm going to my Instagram family. I got Recruiter Cousin in the building. She says, it's so early, but we here. She says, it's so early, but we here. So thank you for rocking with us. Chosen 0319 is in the building. Dew Sender Guyana is in the building. So we got a crowd on IG. We got a crowd here on the YouTube streets. Let me see if LinkedIn's in the building. LinkedIn, if you're in the building, let us know in the chat and we'll shout you out as we have this show. Oh, we got the vet. We got the OG here, OTTO, peace and blessings, family. Good morning. It's a lively day. We're talking about a lot of stuff. I spy the Senate.
Real quick, bro. Before we get into it, did anybody watch Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney? Man, it was sad to see, bro. I had to throw it in here real quick. It was sad to see, man. My brother actually, against all odds. I mean, he was telling everybody, no, Devin Haney, y'all just don't know. He got it. Man. three times, man. He got knocked out three times. And then obviously, you know, they always got something. After it happened, so you go back to him, man. He was 3 pounds. That's a lot of weight. I'm like, man, 3 pounds. Then they all add weight after they, you know, get up and you know, after they put that weight back on before the fight. So no excuse. He got that butt smacked, man. But I was just trying to see, did anybody see that?
Oh man, I saw the clips. I saw his facial expression from the ground looking at Ryan, and Ryan's like, "Yeah, king." You know, we got his king.
Bro, it was bad. It was
Daniel's
bad.
Son. Image said, "Wax on, wax off." Oh man, Mike Tyson punch out. Operation Takeover says, and Mitch says, "Yo, Ryan is funny." Oh man, Ryan is funny.
Yeah, he definitely is funny. He's a character, to say the least, man. Especially after that win. You know, I knew he was gonna turn up then, and he did not disappoint. But you know, for real though, speaking of disappointment, this U.S. Senate, man, what's going on here? They passed a bill a few days ago, and it's basically a spying bill. So they passed a bill to be able to overlook privacy concerns and look into everything you got on, but not yet. So not really, not yet. But anyways, a few days ago, the Senate, they voted. It was 60-34, and it was to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. And what this did is it allows warrantless surveillance of non-Americans outside the U.S., which is wild. A part of me wanted to say, like, yo, isn't this what y'all were not wanting, like, TikTok to do or something? Like, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyways, the supporters of it, basically, they're arguing that it's extremely crucial for national security to, like, prevent and stop the terror attacks, like, before they happen, all these cyber threats and, you know, the foreign espionage that also just happened a few weeks ago. Y'all know we talked about that with the Apple phones of these mercenaries. But so that's what they're saying. They're like, hey, all that will stop if we're able to look in and check their phones and tap in to everything unannounced, without any warrant or anything. We can just hop in, click in, and listen. So that's what they're saying. The critics, they're talking about, like, yo, this is a privacy concern. I know y'all are talking about people who are non-Americans outside the U.S., but there's loopholes. Y'all got loopholes, and those loopholes can potentially allow for them to access American communication without a warrant. Right. Uh-oh. So that's how they set it up. You know, they set it up to, hey, this is where we're looking. But, oh, by the way, on the back end, we can come back right here as well. So I don't know. They are talking about amending, like making amendments where they do require a warrant before accessing any Americans' communications. But guess what? Guess what, Joseph? When they when they proposed that, by the way, this went all the way until, you know how they filibuster all the way to the very end. This went to literally the last minute, and they shot that down. They were like, "Nah, we're gonna go ahead and reject that. We will access Americans' communications and their phones too when we want to, when we need to." So, here's what they said: because it can hinder a response. Mm. So. Hey, if we need to get in, trying to get a warrant, that's gonna take time, and they don't want to do it. So, anyways, that's what they're looking at. You know, what do y'all think about that? Like, is there a way to really balance, like, national security and private, like, personal private communication when it comes to, like, the government surveillance? By the way, Joseph, I thought they had been doing this already. To be honest, like, I'm black, so I just already assume that they were already tapping in based on the way these ads pop up on my phone when I'm just talking and having random conversation. That all of a sudden
they try to sell you hats.
yeah, exactly. Like, hey man, that hat LeBron had on was fire, and then all of a sudden. I'm getting an ad for, I didn't even say the name. Like, what's going on? But anyway, what y'all think about that? I see some already.
yeah, that's a great point. And I'm going to go to the chat right away because Tech Coach Ralph is going off. He says they've been authorizing that for ages. Allegedly, they used to use that to spy on the 2016 elections. Eye emoji. Like, uh-oh. Come on now.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, he says, y'all ever seen the meme when the boyfriend and girlfriend saying goodnight on the phone and then the President Obama also says goodnight? That is hilarious.
I remember that, yo. I remember that.
We going back to Nextel chips to get this not be an issue. He's like, Operation Teeth. I mean, I agree. I believe that they have. What up, Preston? Preston IG's in the building. Awesome, man. Good to see you, brother. They have been definitely doing this for a while. You know, it's not a new thing, in my opinion, and I feel like they've been doing this forever. It's just that it's they're more, they're trying to legitimize it, in my opinion, based on what you, yeah, they're trying to say, well, hey, you know, we got to fight the wars, the powers that be, so let's get this thing out here, you know. But look at the example, like Tech Coach Ralph just said, I was going to say the exact same thing. Siri, Google, Alexa listening in is different than the government listening in to catch you at the golf course. yeah. Siri is looking to get more advertisers in and stuff like that. The government's looking to see how many people could we make our days a lot easier. You know, because you know how the FBI rolls. Not trying to talk about DIDDY, but the way the FBI rolls, the way that government rolls, they try to build a case before they go after you. So if they after you, if they knock on your door, chances are they got a case already. They just coming to fulfill what they want to do. So
95%. Like,
let me think about it for a little bit. If the government can listen to all the conversations, kind of like what we do at Cresta, but we actually get permission. We provide 100% visibility to all calls for contact centers. Shameless plug. But let's say that, and this is for good reasons, though. Not to, you know. Right. Let's just say that the government has the ability to do that. And how would they use that? And for historical purposes, have we seen the government take good care of information to use it in the benefit of the people? I'll just let that simmer. I'm gonna ask that question.
What?
Let's go back four scores ago. What? What'd you say? Oh man, but let's see what the comment section, because they're going off here. They said Mitch says threw Siri in the trash. he said throw Siri in the trash.
I might have to go to Android, man. I don't know. Yeah. I might go. It's just the green bubbles. I don't know. I might have to stay for the blue bubble. I need the blue bubble. I don't know.
The bubbles, right? Time for a new bill that the Senate and House have a time limit to be in office, just like the president. All right.
You know, I've been saying that for a long time since I figured it. One day I was just looking, man, and I was like, yo, how old are these people?
Yeah.
Then I started looking at that.
That's another thing, too. I was honestly embarrassed when they were interviewing, like, the CEO of Google or you know, obviously when they were interviewing Mark Zuckerberg, and they had to explain the internet to them. They had to explain how the internet worked. They had to explain simple things.
It's bad. That's really terrible.
Yeah. And I was just like, and these are the people that are deciding on, you know, we should ban TikTok. Not really.
And you don't know how it works.
Don't even know how it works. Let's start there first. How does social media work? The bubble. Tech Coach Ralph says the bubbles won't matter because the Justice Department suing Apple because of blue bubbles.
Facts.
Oh man, this is
tired of seeing it.
It's like a constant thing, the government versus tech, just because they don't understand. But they can search it online and figure it out. But then again, how does the internet work again? They want to go to the source. They want to go to the source, man. Oh man, this is something else. Tech Coach Ralph also says, how else 90-year-old people who never worked a day in their life are going to become multimillionaires? Oh man, what up, Moist? Moist is here on IG. Yeah, that's a man, very good.
That ain't cap. It's the only way. Mm. Not really, but for people who don't want to do it, that's the best way.
Ain't no way.
You could build a tech company. I saw a guy. He was 80. He was 80 something.
Yeah.
He was about to enter his second exit for almost $1 billion. His first one was like 30 million, but he was in his 80s. And I was like, man, that's, you can do that. You can do that. But there are people out here, like Ralph said, like, you know what? I don't want to work a day. I just want to sit around and I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. If they don't know what the internet is, or what are you doing? Like, what have you been doing for the last 20 years?
They still go into the library. No hate to my librarians. I love my librarians out there, but I'm just saying.
There's nothing wrong with books, man. I got a lot of them. But the internet does make it faster.
Forget about it. Once they get a hold of ChatGPT, they'll lose their minds.
blow a vessel.
Yeah. a couple. Oh, man. So listen, y'all, if y'all have any questions or comments, definitely put it up in the chat. And like I mentioned earlier, but I will put it out there again, we do have a call and link to the show. So if you ever, there's a conversation, a topic that you feel so implored that you're like, you know what? I cannot hold it in. I need to jump on. Good morning. So glad to have you, Miss Williams. Appreciate you. So glad that you're in the building. But
good morning.
Yeah. So like, man, if you have any like sort of questions or comments, whether you're on Talk That Tech on YouTube or even on the Technique Show, just go ahead and click in that link there to call on the show and definitely share your opinions. And speaking about that, we got one already in the back and I'm going to bring him back. It's another than OTTO in the building. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling this morning?
What up? My brothers. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Now, Trey, brother, you know what they've been doing. They've been squandering that money, man. They've been using that money to fund them private parties and private jets over to them private islands. This is what they've been doing. All our tax money going to them pockets. And all these non-ending road construction stuff. I swear, bro, everywhere in America, they got these daggone road crews everywhere. Like, how much are y'all going to redo these roads, man?
Bro, I thought it was roads just
four times. No, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. They done repaid the road four times. Road ain't no better. But everything's a multi-million, billion-dollar project. I'm like, bro, come on now. Can we?
And then over here, they definitely throwing in the toll roads.
Right, exactly. You
know, they're throwing in the toll roads, which never go away.
Yeah, they opened it back up for us because Kentucky's toll has been down for decades, and they redid one of the bridges. And next thing you know, they said, "Well, you know, we're gonna split between both states. We're gonna open up the toll road and just long enough to get everything paid off." Yeah, after they get this sucker paid off, they're like, "You know what? Yeah, we're gonna keep the toll roads. After all, we're just gonna go ahead and never keep that going." Off. I'm like, hold on now. Y'all said it was just until the bridge got paid off, and then it was gonna go back to being no tolls. Like, yeah, no, we lied about that. No, we're gonna keep tolls, so you're gonna keep paying tolls. How about that? Yeah, mm-hmm. Like we like it revenue. So yeah, man, you know what it is, bro. You know where that money's going, man. It ain't going to the people. I can tell you that much.
They won't show us that. They won't show us that.
Nah.
Mitch asked in the comment section, they got tolls in Texas?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we got tolls. It's not like the ones where, I mean, you know, I don't know if they, you know, on the movies, they still show like people dropping in money into a like an actual person at a booth. You know, you just ride by and it says $7, $6.
Yeah. We got the transponders and then they've got cameras everywhere. I'm talking about everywhere on top of the, you know what I'm saying, the railing so that they get your picture. Coming and going.
They're going to get you. They're going to find
you. Oh, yeah. It'll show up in the mail in a few days at the house. You owe $17.
You know what? And that's one of the biggest pet peeves I have right now because in New York, New Jersey, if you EZPASSS working, no offense to you, but y'all, that system is terrible, man.
Yeah.
Y'all, that system is terrible, bro. Like, I literally have my pass right there in the dashboard. Why am I getting mail saying that I owe them crazy amount of money for a dollar something pass? Listen, this might be a rant sort of day right now.
The same one we got, Joe. We got that same one, bro. Here in Kentucky. It's the same exact one. And the same thing happens. Cause I had already preloaded, you know what I'm saying, my transponder with money. And I went through one day and I know I loaded, you know what I'm saying, $40 to my pass last week. Why am I getting this in the mail? Y'all just got to take out the trend. Don't play with me. Yeah, I got my
account. I got the same one Oris got.
Stop staying with me.
Oh, Oris got the same thing? Oh.
Yeah, that easy pass. Yeah.
Yeah, I just spelled their name out because they just... Anyway. But talking about the roads, man, like it's like Visa. Everywhere you want to be, there's construction.
Right.
Like, everywhere you want to be.
Bro.
You got to disrail and go someplace else.
But to get back on topic, that we didn't went on this rant. But I agree, man. Like, I think they've been doing this for a while. I mean, you got to look at the different things that have been going on in the world. There's no way that, you know, some of these cases and some of these things would have had been able to take place if they wasn't already doing that type of stuff, man. They just, like you said, this was more or less of a cover just to try to say, hey, look, we probably getting close to getting caught with this, so we need to go ahead and save face in some type of way to, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and play this off. So they came out with, oh, we're doing it for terrorism. We're doing it for this and that. No, y'all been doing this. This is just your cover to say, hey, yeah, we're gonna do this anyway. But since y'all getting kind of close to knowing what's going on, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and have this little discussion. Yeah, this is why we're doing it. But no, nah, they've been doing that, man. There's no way that some of these cases have been brought up and been charged. People been charged without them getting information because, like you said,
old trauma.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, there's no way that they're going to wait for a warrant for some of this stuff when they have sensitive situations where they know they need to get to this person very quickly. They're not about to wait for no warrant. And they ain't about to wait for no repercussions. They gonna go ahead and do what they gotta do. And then once they get that intel, it's go time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm gonna put up what Tech Coach Ralph said here. FISA was initially enacted in 1978 and set out procedures for physical and electronic surveillance and collections of foreign intelligence information. So that was,
was updated.
Yes, so that was a 78. Right. Yeah, so they're just making it more domestic, you know, in regards to that intelligence information for sure. IG, we see you in the building. So thank y'all for rocking with us as well. Appreciate y'all for coming through.
What, 78? It was just telephone. Now they had to redo some configuration for, you know, cell phone, laptop, security cameras, you know, all that.
Smartphones.
That's what I'm saying. But don't think that this database for these video conference calls ain't going nowhere. Don't forget about that. Nah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just the voice. They got these video chats and, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff going on too. So don't think that information ain't getting tapped at some point. They're going to have something because they need that video surveillance. Like, you know what? We couldn't find them on this, but I know they got an Android. I know they got an iPhone. I know they got that Google Duo. I know they got that FaceTime. Yeah, we're gonna need all that. We're gonna need all that. I need to get pictures of this person. So yeah, all that stuff, man. All that stuff is being watched.
Yeah, Darcel says when the government says they got an anonymous tip, they really tapped it.
right, Darcel. Facts, bro. Facts.
They were the anonymous tip.
The anonymous tip was the cooperation of the company. That's what that was.
They tipped that button and they like, oh, let's see what they have to say. let's go in. Oh man, we thank you always as well for tuning into the show with us, y'all. And thank you, OTTO, for coming on and bringing on that light and always that perspective that we enjoy. So thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it, man. For real.
Of course, my brothers. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all done so much for me, man. And behind the scenes, I got so much love, so much respect for y'all. Oh, my dude, Ralph, Mitch, man, y'all brothers, man, are like family to me. Y'all take care of me in more ways than one, man. So I'm just appreciative of the platform you guys bring, all the knowledge and education that you guys bring to the table. So thank you guys for doing this, man, because y'all don't have to. Y'all take time out of y'all busy schedule to make sure that we all informed. So I appreciate all y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate that, man. Love.
Appreciate it. Much love. Oh man, thank you so much. Awesome, man. Well, yeah, with that being said, man, we're gonna, like, I'm thinking about it, you know, there the frustration that's happening right now with just catching up with social media and stuff like that. But what is gonna happen when they kind of figure out that AI has something to do with a lot of things that's gonna be happening in the future, in regards to the Senate? That's gonna be a hair pulling situation. But we're gonna talk about that in a few, because companies already making some major moves, as we know, in regards to AI, and it may impact you. So let's talk about it. But before we do, we got our favorite segment within a segment, the bulletin board. We have the bulletin board. And y'all, if you don't know, this is powered by Black Tech Global. We are hitting these really quickly because we got a lot to talk about today, but we definitely want to make sure that you are in the know, right? Because the more you know, the more you grow. Facts. Speaking about events, while I get this set up here, I had an amazing conversation with Shannon Morales, who is the CEO of Trabaja.co. Trabaja, she's helping people in regards to getting jobs into the different places within the tech industry. But she also has DiversiTech, which is happening in May 7th to the 11th. So you definitely want to lock into that. 4 days, amazing price. You could go right now if you go to my IG. There actually is a discount. Oh, Yano! Yano's in the building. Awesome. There's actually a discount there as well. So definitely go check that out because you definitely want to be a part of that event, especially if you're in the tri-state area. It's in Philadelphia. So that's just a what? Either an NJ transit ride away or a drive away for you. So let's hit these real quick because we have a lot to cover before our next segment. But right now, first thing we have is Aspiring Sellers Summit. This is happening April 24th. So that's what, 2 days away from now. Go ahead. And if you haven't registered already, check that out. This is for Sisters in Sales. This is actually going to be happening pretty soon. And it's happening in online. So that's a good thing, is that you could definitely check that out. The cost for the event is going to be $49. So definitely check that out. The link again, Black Tech Global. And you can see all of these sisters here are going to be speaking. A friend, Kayla Burke, is going to be speaking, a friend of the show, and a few other people that are going to be representing here. So definitely check that out, y'all. Again, this is happening the 24th. And so with that, sister, right? And then we have the National Society of Black NSBE with in partnership with Blacks in Technology Foundation. They have an event that's coming this Wednesday. This Wednesday event is actually going to be held in Roseville, Minnesota. There are tickets still available, so go ahead and select the tickets. I believe the tickets start as low as $20, so you definitely want to check that out if you are in that Minnesota area. So we also have a BikeCon. BikeCon is coming up. Tamante, he was on the show, and he was able to share this. So if you're in Miami, Florida, if you're in the South Florida area, definitely check this out. This is the 25th to the 26th, but they're really having BikeCon week. So they have a golf event today, and they have a whole bunch of things that are happening this week, but still there's time to go and check this out. A very immersive experience. We have some friends that will be there as well that'll be speaking. We got, of course, we have Howard as well. He's going to be there. We have Ty Smith as well as a speaker. Ty Smith has been everywhere this year. And so you can see the guests that they have around here. So you definitely want to check out all that they have in regards to this particular event. Now, we do also have STEM Social, Black Women in STEM. This event is happening very soon as well. This is happening the 27th, right in the tri-state area. If you are in the New York area, you definitely want to take advantage of this and see what's going on here. Whoops, you can't see what I can see, but I'm gonna put it up right now. This event is happening, and it's gonna be happening in New York Saturday the 27th, and it's gonna be happening at Frames Bowling Lounge in the city. So definitely check it out if you're in the area. The tickets cost about $35, but that's just to make sure that you cover bowling and things of that nature. So definitely lock in with that. And we're almost done here. Just got two more to go. This event is happening in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is actually sponsored by Cyrus Harbin and the Techpreneur. And we got friends of the show that's going to be on there as well. 50% off, limited sale. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday, a two-day event. As you can see, the prices got slashed there. So general access is $200. But you're going to have friends of the show there as well. You have Ty Smith. Troy's going to be speaking there. Ayana's in the building. A lot of friends of the show. Sinead's going to be there. Simone Bees. And, of course, Cyrus himself. Terrence is going to be speaking. Awesome. Terrence is Sinead's husband. So I'm so glad he's going to be speaking as well. So the family, friends. And Ayana says Ty is the GOAT. If y'all know, Ayana is Ty's significant other. So glad that. She's rocking with us on IG. What up, Ayana?
Good people. Good people.
So, yeah, this is the event that's happening this weekend. And last but not least, we also have the Black Collective. I can't even speak this morning. We have this event coming up called the Black Tech Collective Tech Talk Salon. So you want to check this out as well. This is actually going to be happening April 29th in Washington, D.C. Cost for this is to be determined. But if you are in the D.C. area, definitely check out this event. See if this is for you. The talk is going to basically be about the series celebrating International Black Women's History Month. Wow. So that's very good. I think you should definitely check that out if you are in the area or if you can make it. Keep posted. If you want to find out more, go ahead and check out blacktechglobal.com for more information, right? And see if there is something that is for you here. So we love to support Black Tech Global. So definitely check that out, because there's a lot of hot events out there, and they're also hot destinations. And that what we're going to be talking about right now is the hot destinations or the hot tech hubs that are out there.
Yeah, man. When it comes to people who have been looking to get into the tech space, or maybe they've been in the tech space and they just, you know, doing what they do, moving around, shaking, moving, grooving, all that stuff. Well, some stuff has really been moving as far as where people are setting up shop to be in the tech, you know, be in the tech industry, in the tech world. For the longest, like, I guess, since inception, San Francisco, a Bay Area, that's been, like, literally the spot. Like, that's been the biggest spot for tech talent and people who are in the tech industry. And especially for AI people, like people who are in AI. But right now, they said for the last few years, Austin, Texas, okay, right down the road, that has gained the most tech workers from 2019 to 2023. And like right now, I don't know why. I'm not hating. I don't know why. But they also said that New York City was the top destination for people who relocated and are also working in the tech industry during that same 2019 to 2023. I don't know, like, what's going on there? Somebody got to tell me something, because New York, isn't it cold up there? That's literally the only thing I'm thinking about. That's the only thing I'm thinking. I know y'all got the bagels and the water, you know. But that ain't enough, man. Nah. But really, though, the person who wrote the article, they said that they believe most of the relocations that are remote workers, actually. So they're not even moving for to go and be in the office. They're actually just moving there because they're choosing that that's where they want to live. So, you know, maybe a lot of people have been watching those movies and New York, and just wanted to go to New York, I guess. I don't know. But basically, they're saying, but also, I forgot, the cost of living there. Why New York, man? I don't know. I'm going to get off of you. Maybe you can speak to it. I don't know. But either way, despite everybody moving around and, you know, going to Austin, going to New York over these past few years, don't sleep on the Bay Area. They still have the overall tech workforce, and it's still getting larger and larger. So I guess one of the things I want to ask after you know, talk about why you think New York is doing numbers for the tech industry is what, like, y'all, what do y'all think that as far, if y'all were to move, right? I know y'all love where y'all stay. I do. You know, I love Texas. But if y'all were to move, like, what would be, like, the most important thing for you? Is it, like, the cost of living, the amenities of the space, right? Yeah. Climate, a.k.a. snow? I don't know. like, what would make you be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to make this move. Like, this is where I want to be.
That's a very good question.
I need to know.
That's a very good question. I'm looking at IG. I'm going to go to the comment section now. I'm going to IG first, because Ayana says, Austin's a fun city and they have good barbecue. I think to me, I'm not surprised about Austin. I'm actually surprised that DFW wasn't there either. So that's another question. We're going to talk
too.
About DFW.
Me too.
A little biased.
I think we're on the edge because we done got some folks.
Yeah, DFW is a rocking place too. And then she said New York is surprising. I'm gonna talk about that in a moment because I'm from New York, so I could definitely talk about it. But let's go to stream right here. We got Ty in the building. Ty Smith himself says busy week, so many tech hubs to visit, and he ain't lying. You are literally almost at every conference that I talk about. Okay, Ty speaking here, awesome. Then we have San Fran decided to replace tech people with, and we're about to talk about that. That's exactly what we're going to want to talk about. Mitch said New York, LOL. Ha, bagels. Like, tech code routes.
I heard about y'all bagels. I don't know.
It's cold and they got rats the size of tigers. Have you seen the rats that we have in New York? In New York? Yeah, they are Jumanji size for sure.
I heard somebody says on trash day they hate going around on trash day because they be popping out. Yeah, they be popping out. I'm like, oh,
stop. Like this. Oh, like, nah. I'm gonna go back inside. I've never seen such thing. You and the cat go back inside. Basically, the cat's like looking at you, like I cut out for this, and we both go inside together. Oh man, Mitch said I'd probably go to Texas or Miami if I did. I'm kind of with you, man. Tech Coach Ralph says low taxes, lots of money, smaller size rats, no snow.
Yes. He's I can like, check off Miami. All of those. I can check off all of those boxes for Texas too, bro.
Oh man, I saw a small kid riding. He said, "I saw a small kid riding a rat once there in New York."
Oh no.
Oh man. Oh yeah. His probably parents fainted because of all the disease that they carry. Yeah. All right, let me get my perspective because when I saw that too. Oh yeah, and Orsi says low taxes, cost of living, Orice. Airports. Orice said low taxes, cost of living, airports. Let me talk about New York real quickly because I'm from New York, so I can give some light to that. Recently, because of my new role, I'm hybrid now, so I do have to go into the office. And at first, I was like, I didn't want to go back to New York, right? But what I'm noticing going into the city is that you're having a lot of younger people, right, that may not have, you know, children and may not have all these different responsibilities. And they literally are living in a city that, one, because of the working in the tech industry, they could actually afford to live in a closet or two, right? And they're fine with that because all their friends are. And the nightlife that's there, the experiences they have just living in the city, even though it's expensive, like you're going out to eat, you might bump into a celebrity. You're like, you could like, it's a city that never sleeps. So any time of day, there's something to do. So if you're young, if you want to have basically just, especially if you have friends that are in the industry that live in the same city, it still kind of has that draw because it's fast paced. It's like, you know, it's a grind kind of mentality. So if that is you persona wise, I can see why New Yorkers still draw you because the only thing though is a commute. But now I'm finding that people are actually living in the city itself. So their commute may be 15 minutes, 20 minutes by train. They're walking, so they're getting more time out. Even though the weather, the weather is something else. But also keep in mind that they're working in the tech industry, so sometimes they're working at home most of the time. So they could use that time to say, hey, the weather is crazy. We're all going to work from home. Where back in the day, it's like the weather is crazy. You got to figure out, okay, how are you gonna get that taxi to get you from point A to point B? You know, and I think and OTTO says a good point. Is it really New York or New Jersey? And that's a great question because you have people from Jersey City, people that are moving from the outskirts of New York, somewhat Brooklyn as well, because Brooklyn has been really gentrified. You can't even drive through there nowadays, but Brooklyn as well. You have people from Westchester coming down. You have people from like the outside of the New York area that still work in the city. So that commute now may be what, 45 minutes an hour, but it's in the comfort of a train car. If you're New Jersey Transit or Westchester, New York subway system, even though it's efficient than a lot more other subway systems, it don't feel the safe. And I'm gonna go to Yana's comment right now. She's on my list: climate, cost of living, community, and an international airport. AKA DFW. So, so that's what it sounds like. That's the point. That's the point that's on, going right now. There. Yeah, but the Price is Right. but that's the draw of New York City because if you think about it, there's not many other places. Maybe like Las Vegas or maybe some parts of California where you literally have like. Every weekend,
everything
coworkers right are saying, "I'm go. What have you done? Oh, I went to this spot and I saw this celebrity and I saw da da da." So that's an infectious. That makes you want to like stay. You know,
I could see that, bro. Like, even some of the people that I watch on YouTube, they're in New York, right? And they've done their, you know, I moved to New York in tech videos. And that's really what I see as well. Like, they have friends there. They're doing stuff around the city. They also, like, a few of, I guess TikTok is there. Like, they have a hub there. So,
yeah,
that's huge. So I could see that. I could see that. That makes sense, bro.
Good point. You actually hinted on something that I forgot to say. A lot of companies, they have those hubs right in certain cities. And if you're working hybrid, they may recruit from other places, or they may try to find people that are concentrated already in that area and say, hey, we want people to come into the office. So New York is a very attractive place. If you want to work for us, you have to work hybrid, and we're stationed in New York, and people are now transplanting, moving closer to actually work in these different hubs if they can, because they want people to come back into the office. Right now, the real estate market everywhere, when it comes to commercial real estate, it is tough. There are actually some buildings that are shutting down that they have to convert into apartments or stuff like that. So the pull for people to actually start working in these offices again is huge, because it costs money. So that's why a place like New York makes sense, because they're losing money. They want people to get back in the office as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But
I know.
But yeah, Yana already answered the question, but I'm going to put it up again. She's like, the question was, what factors would be most important to you? Cost of living, amenities, climate, etc., when making a move like this? And I'm going to put it on IG. What up, Vidal? Vidal's in the building as well.
Hey, hey.
You know, that's a really good point. Like, for me, I don't really want to deal with snow any longer, even though we haven't really had much snow in New Jersey, which is kind of weird for the past couple of years. Yeah, like twice.
You don't want to think about it.
Yeah,
don't even want to think about it. Come on to Texas.
Yeah, hey, you say my prayers right now, Lord.
You know, I'll take you to some of these barbecue spots. Oh, Terry Lord. Blacks. You know,
I'm trying to lose weight.
Oh, my bad.
All right, once a week. You work it out. Ayana, right? Ayana, Ty, we're going to be all down there together.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to be down there together.
Shut the city down.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? As we're coming, we're not coming to the end. Ayana said, Terry Blacks.
Hey.
Smiley face.
Hey, good they food. Know. I know they know.
I good know food. They know. And I'm going to put a reminder here, y'all. This segment might get a little touchy. This is like a little trigger warning, but don't worry, we're here for you. So if you want to call into the show, I'm about to drop the link again for everybody, just as a reminder to where they call into the link. The call link is going to be. We're going to definitely talk about it. But let me go to the comment section too, because I have some more additional comments here. Great question. My New York suburbs. I reside in my suburb. Yep, New York suburbs. They're kind of changing, because Long Island is considered a suburb of New York. Honestly, New Jersey is considered a suburb of New York to the locals, Westchester, the surrounding area. So that's definitely something to keep in mind for sure. OTTO says, if I move, I'm going to come see Trey and Antoine in Texas.
Yeah, man.
Mitch said the same thing. Hasn't been snow, but I'm tired too. The cost of living here is kind of high. It really is. And that's what Darcel said the cost of living, debt to income ratio is important. Not trying to go broke to be in the big city. Yeah, I feel you
for sure.
All right, well, we got the call link has been dropped, and it's going to be a conversation that we're going to have right now that may have a lot of people kind of being not again, but it's happening, and we got to talk about it, y'all, because it's a real thing. And what am I talking about?
Can't just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, can't sweep it under the rug. Can't do it. Google lays off for AI workers. We knew it was going to happen. We saw it coming. But what areas were these layoffs in, and how does it affect you is a question, right? So that's what we're going to talk about right now. The call link is dropped. So if you feel like, man, I can't take it right now, I need a vet, I need to get on, let these brothers know how I feel, this is definitely going to be something that you want to probably talk about with us. So let me just dive into it real quickly. So basically what happened is that Google is restructuring its finance teams as part of a broader shift towards investment in AI, right? According to an internal memo from the Google CFO Ruth Porat, the upcoming changes will involve relocations and layoffs for finance employees in the U.S. and abroad. Porat also stated that the tech industry is undergoing a tremendous platform shift with AI, and that Google needs to position itself to take advantage of the opportunities this presents. So then they're trying to basically change with the times. As part of this, Google will be adopting a hub model, establishing centralized finance opportunities or operations, I should say, in locations like Bangalore, Mexico City, Dublin, Chicago, Atlanta, the list goes on. The reconstruction will impact finance teams across Google's Asia Pacific, Europe, Middle East, and Africa regions. However, Porat assured that Google will maintain a substantial presence in San Francisco, like we just talked about earlier. It's still a hub. She also emphasized the goal of creating vibrant and efficient finance hubs around the world that can operate 24/7. I want to say that again, 24/7, while respecting employee work-life balance. The restructuring is primarily focused on the finance teams, including treasury, business services, and revenue cash operations. While the restructuring will lead to some job losses in the finance teams, there is no indication that it will directly affect other non-finance departments at Google. And I'm saying yet in my mind. Exactly. Because what up, Phineas? Phineas in the building on IG. What up, sir? But yeah, no, this made me ask the question, what other companies are replacing their workforce with AI? Because they can't be the only ones. And oftentimes when Fang or Manga, the big ones, when they decide to make a shift like that, the rest of the industry follows. And according to Futurism.com, IBM announced that it will replace around 7,800 jobs with AI. According to its reports, the CEO stated up to 30%, one-third of IBM workforce could be replaced by AI at automation over a five-year period. And according to Futurism as well, German media company Axel Springer, which owns a tabloid Bild, announced that it'll be parting ways with colleagues whose tasks can be automated or performed by AI. And the list goes on. You know, we have an Indian e-commerce platform replace its entire customer service team with an AI chatbot, stating it was a no-brainer, quote unquote, as the bot is 100% times, I don't know, I hate to say this, 100% times, and I'm putting in quotations because it's not my words, 100 times smarter and costs a fraction of human employees. According to the survey, about half the companies using ChatGPT have already converted employees and are using AI chatbot for tasks like writing code, tech, I talk about that, writing code, copywriting, which I think we all use it for copy, customer support, and meeting summaries. So we know about meeting summaries already. Copyright, because that's what we use ChatGPT for or other AI platforms. It's that writing code part, you know, it's even the customer support part, which I would love to hear people's opinion on that. But let me go to you, brother. What are your thoughts?
Bro, I'm going with what they said inside, man. Over time, other companies will follow Google. So if one of those companies do something and it makes that much of a difference, all the smaller companies or, you know, mid tier, they're going to follow suit. So if they're starting with finances for a reason, obviously numbers are a little bit are really easy, you know, as far as compared to a complex conversation. I don't know how I don't know how they did the whole customer service team on the other side over there. But they're starting with finance numbers. Getting that done, working 24/7. That was interesting to me. Like, we all know that, hey, if they could, they would work your butt 24/7, but they can't. So, you know, they got to put that whip down on you, but they got that whip cracking on AI, and they going, hey, man, 24/7. So, yeah, it makes sense from that side. From our side, it might not, right? We're the workers, but from the business side, yeah, if you can have something working 24/7, you at a reasonable rate, right? You definitely will, and you don't have to pay insurance. You know, as far as like health insurance for it, like all signs lead to, hey, this is a great investment. So Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. Especially IBM, what they said, like over the next, over a 5-year period, replacing about 30%. What I would say is, hey, they're telling you,
get your skills up.
You'd be silly to not have a plan in place. After someone told you, hey, next 5 years, we're looking to make this change. They might not have said where, but that's where you get in and you do your due diligence to figure out, hey, am I in one of these spaces and how can I upskill and or figure out how to get out and or like shift? How can I shift into a spot where, hey, you know what? You ain't going to be able to replace me with AI. That's not going to happen. And one of two ways, right? So either going to another spot in the company that you can't be replaced by AI, or, you know, getting with my brother Ty Smith and figuring out how you can go ahead and get the ball rolling on your own space in tech and being able to work and do your thing while you're still there for that 5-year period, so that when they do say, hey, we're gonna have to part ways, you can be like, oh, actually, I was getting ready to part ways with y'all. It's okay. Nah. but seriously, you know, seriously though, if they're telling you this already, you know, you gotta start putting things in place to, you know, make that move so that you aren't left standing there with your pants down.
Yeah, we got Courtney on IG. We got a few other people as well. We got somebody in the back we're going to bring up right now. I'm going to go to the comment section really quickly, but Mitch says it right here. He says, how many reconstructions they doing? Dang. they say not that now, but it's coming. Microsoft probably is going to do it too. We're going to see a few of them for sure. And Ty says something very important here. He says, it's an election year, so layoffs are branded as restructuring.
Yes,
the layoff news will likely occur after the inauguration. And then Mitch says, agreed. And then we have our, also Darcel says, got to notice the trends and shift when appropriate. Like the book, Who Moved My Cheese, explains, got to be ready for change. And we're going to definitely shift it. We got the calls coming through, so we have a couple people already in the back office. If you want to call in, go ahead and call in as well. But I'm the first person I'm going to bring up to the show is none other than Tech Coach Ralph. What up, Tech Coach Ralph? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're doing good. Awesome. Looking good. Like the beard.
Appreciate it.
Got that beard shaped up. You know, got the glass face going. Man, I see you moisturized.
I gotta come right when I come to the show.
Love it. What are your thoughts, brother?
So, a couple of things with layoffs, they happen all the time, sometimes in bigger scales. It's like if we go back, every time something new is coming, it's the same conversation. Oh, is AI gonna replace this? Remember when Uber was coming out and the taxi companies were like, oh no, Uber, they pretty much try to protect themselves, whatever. But you have to adjust. You have to adjust, as Andre was saying. People like oh, I don't want to learn this new thing. Well, the people who are going to learn are the ones that's going to replace you. So I'm like always, like it says, no days off, right? Like always getting better and trying to maneuver to keep up with the market.
Yeah,
so that's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah, I think definitely having the skills up and ready to go is so important. We definitely cannot forsake that. This is gonna be something that I'm laughing at Mitch because Mitch said Ralph got a tan, huh? And he said in the battle of the hats. Which is hilarious. But that's a great point. I think that, you know, this is something that's not new. We just always have to adjust, like Darcel said, like you said, we have to adjust. But I'm gonna give you one more point because we have a couple people in the back. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, just one more thing. Like, a lot of times we'll be like, okay, tech, but everything else affects each other. So the things that people advocate for, like when you look at the layoffs from like the auto industry and stuff, they'll advocate like with the unions and stuff like that, and then a deal will go through, and then like 2 weeks later, all the people who are advocating for it, half of them get laid off, and now they're now on the other side, like, oh, what happened to the deal and stuff like that. So be careful what you advocate for.
Wow. Be careful what you advocate for. That's so good. Thank you so much for that. Tech Coach Ralph in the building. Definitely appreciate you. And I'm going to bring on another brother to the show, friend of the show. We have Ty. Ty Smith is in the building. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, yeah. I'm very, very sleepy, but here. But this is a good topic. I think one of the things to mention, you definitely highlighted the point there that, with it being election year, I mean, all the news right now is positive. I mean, unemployment news is positive. Every single news is positive. It's going to be positive until November. We're probably going to be positive until probably January, February. Then we'll actually hear the real news. But in terms of right now, the thing that people aren't looking at when it comes to things that aren't reported as layoffs is just performance. Because a lot of companies have raised their goals, and not just sales. I mean, anyone that's an SDR and all of that probably has heard of some goal increase that their department's doing. But all the other departments, too, that have goals, whether it's your marketing team, your talent acquisitions team, your project management team, all of these different departments are all tied to a financial goal that they have to hit. And all those goals are going up. And if you don't hit those goals, then, of course, there's a PIP plan, performance improvement, and then eventually you're let go of the company. But those people that are let go, they're not tagged as layoffs, and they're not, that doesn't hit the news. That's just business as usual. So all you have to do now is just don't hire those people back, or don't hire those roles back. So let's say, you have a call center, the call center lets go of 200 people, and then they only hire back 25. Well, now they reduce staff without it being broadcast as a layoff. And that's happening. That's happening in a lot of different companies. And the thing about it is that type of news is news that nobody wants to talk about, because it's not cool to talk about company goal went up and et cetera, et cetera. It's not a glamorous topic that people are talking about. So it's literally happening in the shadows. You only hear about these things when you talk to people one-on-one. It's company goal went up and nobody hit goal and everyone lost their job and all of that. So that's kind of the thing that is happening currently, and it's not being tagged as a layoff, but it is reducing staff, and those staff are being replaced by more efficient types of software and models. And sometimes it's not replaced by AI, sometimes it's just replaced by a tech stack product that is heavily using AI.
Wow, yeah. And I think that is really, really smart. Yeah, well, go ahead, Trey, you can say something.
No, I mean, I was literally just gonna say, it's a wild way to do it, right? To make a move, but like he said, if you don't want to have that type of news come out for your company, hey, this is the loophole, or this is the way that we can make it happen. And it sucks, because also, like you said, you raise those goals and nobody hits. Well, now when you hire them back in, or new people, that is the goal. So now it's this is where it is. And so people, maybe rise to that, or maybe they lower it, I don't know. But yeah, that's a wild way to get something done like that. But of course, if you don't want the bad publicity, this is the route we're going to take.
Yeah. And I think going back to the statement that was made of just be careful what you ask for. I mean, I think ultimately, when it comes to a lot of these high salaries and everything that was being championed in 2022 and early 2023, I mean, I think now these companies are just okay, there's now AI that can perform better than employees. Doesn't make sense. So I think that a lot of the people that negotiated well and really got those high salaries, right? Because there's a yin to every yang. So now you're at the point where now you're in this company with this crazy high salary, but now there's software that is slowly starting to be able to do the things that you can do. So I'm not saying that everyone should advocate for low salaries and just get in and sneak into these companies. But at the same time, you have to kind of know that if you are coming in at a very high number, then you're probably going to be expected at some point in your career to do the work of two people or three or four. Mm-hmm. Maybe not starting, but eventually.
Wow. Great insight, Ty. That definitely gives us something to really think about, especially navigating this market that we are navigating right now, this job market. So thank you so much, Ty. Again, a friend of the show, definitely lock in with him and everything he has going on in his world. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No, no problem. And we have one more person that we're going to be talking to right now. It's none other than OTTO. We got OTTO back for this conversation. Are you worried that AI will replace your job?
What's going on, brother? Sorry, I'm on my way to get the car looked at. But I just wanted to get y'all's take, man. Like, given the fact of what, you know, the channel's about and what you guys talk about with the SDRs and the sales role, what do you guys feel is, I guess, more or less the timeline for replacement of the SDR, BDR role with this? Do you think it's more or less going to be strictly for, like, the inbound SDR? Or do you think the outbound safe because you're doing more hunting, more prospecting? Or do you think just the SDR, BDR in general is going to get phased out altogether and AI is just going to take over? I just want to get y'all's take on it.
Good question. Do you want to take this one first, Trey, or you want me to chime in first?
I mean, I can go just briefly. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I don't know. I would say maybe you definitely want to be in a spot where you can show your skills as far as outbounding and prospecting, right? You know, if you can show yourself like, hey, I know how to go and find these, you know, the people that we're looking for, our intended customer, and then actually get the job done, then that you're a lot more safer than, hey, I'm waiting on the list that you all provided me, and now I'm going to go and call them. It's a little bit different. So, right. Yeah, if you can get in a spot where it's both, or, you know, outbound heavy, then that is a little bit different until you, you know, get your skills, and then you are able to do what you want to do. But I would definitely say, I think there's some laws maybe that are still in place for outbound and AI uses. So you might not, you know, so that might be a little bit off as far as far off, but I think maybe inbound, they can use AI for inbounds, I think. So I don't know.
For me personally, my vantage point is not completely. And the reason why I say that is because depending on your persona, sales, especially salespeople, especially people that are in this role, there's a personal touch that's going to be needed. Let's just talk about it in different levels. Yeah, let's just talk about it in different levels. Let's say about on an enterprise level, you're talking to VPs of Fortune 1000 companies or whatever the case may be. And, you know, it may be able to craft a nice email, right? It may be able to extract some things that are funny and clever, but when it comes to having those conversations about complicated technology or how this is going to work specifically for this company that we're looking to prospect, AI, they're not going to want to talk to a robot about that. They're going to probably be like
500,000 a year, a deal for 10 years. No.
Not at all. I mean, I think there's certain aspects of the SDR job that could be automated, but in regards for it being completely replaced by AI, I don't think so. If you think about it, like imagine you're trying to order pizza and you get on the phone and you're talking to AI and they say, "Do you want pepperoni with that?" And then you say, "Yeah, I want pepperoni. I don't want pepperoni. I'm allergic." Okay. So you want olives? Okay, we can put olives. No, I didn't say olives. I said I'm allergic to pepperoni. And then you're just frustrated with AI at that point, right? Imagine what businesses will go through if they have to just even have that conversation with AI over the phone. So it definitely requires a personal touch. However, what I would say is that the SDR nowadays or BDR, those that are in that position have to get their skills up by utilizing AI to help them be more efficient. Otherwise, the SDRs, BDRs that are utilizing AI to make their jobs more efficient, those are the ones that people are going to look at and say, "Hey, I'm going to hire you." So what might happen is during the job interview, they might ask you, "Hey, what is your personal tech stack? What is your personal AI tools that you use or are you familiar with?" And it may get to the point that 5 years from now, they may say, "Hey, this person is not efficient with Tuesday.co or Perplexity or any of these other tools." And they say, "You know what? We're going to go with the person that has the experience with XYZ tool." That's my take. I could be wrong. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Ty said, Zoya mentioned, talked about that. She said AI won't replace sales jobs where a personal relationship is needed. with the decision maker. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely there. OTTO, I know you got to go, but thank you so much for rocking with us. And thank you for bringing up that point as well.
Always, brother. I appreciate y'all, man.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Oh, man. So let me go to the comment section because we have another comment as well from Ty that says, there's a law that a blind unsolicited call can't be done by AI. Only inbound is allowed. That's interesting. So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's what I thought. So, like, you know, we all know what goes into changing laws. So, you know, it's that's a ways off, I'm sure. For sure, though, big money deals, it's not happening. Like, mm-hmm. business owners, especially, they're not looking to speak to an AI when they're looking to make certain types of deals and at a large scale for multi years. Like, just can't take the risk. So they want to speak to someone, probably want you to fly out to, or, you know, like, they probably want you to be there. So, yeah, it's just a little bit different, especially when you get to the enterprise level, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a good question. So now the question is, and maybe we have to talk about this next week, what jobs are AI proof? Like, what jobs would either you know, in the sense of you actually still being sought after as the prize? And so, but we're gonna probably talk about that next week. So hopefully, Trey, we can have a conversation about that. But, you know, we got to talk about the Brown Box special because it's a show. It's one of my favorite parts of the show.
Well, you know, we have one. You want to take it or what's going on?
Oh, you got this one. I mean, I could come in on the explanation portion, but you definitely got this one.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, because there definitely will be some explanation that needs to happen on this one. Brown Box special. Burm, 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 burm. all right, so here's what he said. He says, I'm not sure if the guy did this intentionally, but a DevOps guy set up a bunch of huge EC2 instances on Amazon Web Services and didn't tell anyone about it. Upon a monthly audit of AWS charges, it was discovered and ended up costing the company over $10,000. The company had to eat that expense. He was eliminated.
Yes.
Yeah, man. You know, you start making costly mistakes. I don't even know what an EC2 instance is. But if it's, you know, you start costing the company money outside of their normal expense, which is your salary or wage, they might have to let you go. And that's what they did to that brother there. But what is this?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Was I saw that too? I was like, huh? And I had to look it up. But based off my research, it basically stands for Elastic Compute Cloud, which is instances are virtual servers provided by AWS that allow users to run applications and workloads in the cloud with like a scalable computing, configurable instances type and full control over a virtual environment, stuff like that, right?
So he was just adding on stuff, just
But ticker, to make it easy. Yeah. So like, for example. And I don't know the technical words, so if somebody like Tech Coach Ralph could chime in or somebody else in the comment section, that'd be great. But like a T3A.xlarge Linux instance with 16 gigabytes of memory and 4 virtual computers, basically vCPUs, costs around about 0.1648 per hour on demand. So if per month, that's like $439.16 per month. Let's just say that he used that instance. If it's running 24/7, by the way, if it's running 24/7, that's like about $440 just to kind of round it up. Let's say that's what he was running. He did at least 25 of those to get to that $10,000 mark. You know,
he didn't know what he was doing, or he did know exactly what he was doing and just thought he could get away with it because the company was printing money.
And the question would be why? Tell me why. Like, tell me why. I don't know. Well, he unfortunately has to bite the bullet there. So
yeah, I had to go.
Cautionary tale: don't not cost these businesses more than you need to. Everybody,
because remember, you're already on the expense side of the business. Your salary is on the expense side of the P&L sheet at the company. So you don't be adding on extra expenses because now you are really a liability. So that is what we got out of that one today.
Come on. Checks and balances, checks and balances. So we wanted to say thank y'all for rocking with us on another episode. This has been a great one. I had a lot of fun. And thank you so much for all the people that contributed, especially the callers. I want to shout out OTTO, be one of the first callers to bat today. I want to shout out Tech Coach Ralph for chiming in, as well as Ty Smith. So definitely, if you guys call in the show, we're going to shout you out. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate IG for rocking with us. And y'all, if y'all want to find out more, the ticker's below. You know where it is. Go to youtube.com at Tech Talk That Tech Show. Again, that's youtube.com at Talk That Tech Show, so that you can participate in the conversation. You could call into the show. You could chat in the chat. We'll bring up your chat. Speaking about bringing it up, I got to go back to Muscle 31 because we didn't call you out. But hey, what's up, Muscle 31? Thank you so much for rocking with us. We definitely appreciate you. And thank you so much. Appreciate you, Ty, as well. He said, great episode. And he said, yep, subscribe. If you ever you tuning in from, except for LinkedIn because he can't do it there, subscribe, or you can follow. Yeah, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. Any last words, brother, before we go?
No, man, that was it. Those were my last words, man.
All right. So till next time, rock with us on Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. We out.
Peace. Yes. And elbow grease.